And there's some apartment houses, and there was a hotel there. And then this building right over here at one time was a hotel.
Now, this being, this was always the county seat?
Yes, no. At one time, it was out of what we call Old Alice.
Nothing out there. Farms now, but it's a beautiful place out there, level country.
About?
5 or 6 miles out of town. And the county seat was out there at one time, a long, long time ago. And, but they moved it to Mena because of the railroad. Yes. When they added the railroad. You know, when they surveyed or whatever they did and built a... built the railroad right away, they moved the county seat here.
I see. This was the... one of the questions I'm interested in, and it's difficult to phrase, is what would be the attitude toward the federal and state and county offices regarding that? Can you... how close was Washington?
How close was Washington to me as a... not very close at all. I hardly knew much about Washington except what I studied in the textbooks. We had a post office in the community where I lived. We called a mail route. We were 2 miles and a half at least from the post office. We would go approximately once a week and get our mail. Which we took the Kansas City Star. We got it once a week. That's where we got all of our world news. There was no radios. There was no contact in any way. I remember that my daddy took that paper for years and years and years. I remember the first radio I ever saw, the first one I ever heard, the first car I ever lived in. I remember the first one my daddy ever bought.
While we're on that subject, I would like to come back to your attitude toward the city and the county.
Yes. Uh-huh.
On the subject of the car, did you always call it a car? Or did you refer to it as a machine?
No, it was always a car to us. Uh-huh.
I've got some other questions on the cars and rooms and things.
Yeah. But now, talking about the county government, we were not, of course, I'm sure that my people was more interested in what was going on in the United States than I was. You know, as a child, you don't. The children are more informed now because they watch television, but I'm sure they read a lot. Or they read the newspaper that we got. But now the county, I remember visiting the county courthouse quite often when we would go to town. That was a long time ago. People used to go to the courthouse a lot more than they do now. The only time people come to the courthouse now is when they come on business. But it was a place of gathering, visiting, social center of the town.
The state government then was pretty remote.
It was pretty remote too, as far as I was federal. Concerned. Yes, the state and federal.
That's interesting. How attitudes changed?
My how things has changed, even for me now. I'm sure that these people who are older than I am can see a greater difference than I can. But there's no comparison.
Very abrupt. Just in a few years.
In a few years. Yes, it happened in a few years.
When you came to town, and your father would buy something heavy, how would he get it, or how would he say he would get it from the store to the wagon? Something like a sack of, I'm sure you didn't buy flour, because you bought a big sack of flour.
Well, they carried it.
They carried it.
Toted it.